Behind the Black. Bob Zimmerman is here. Bob, Slim, it's on the surface of the moon. How's it doing upside down, and what is it? Good evening to you, Bob.
Good evening, John. This is it, Slim. It was a Japanese lunar lander that did successfully land last week on the moon, but it did so upside down. However, it didn't get damaged landing upside down because it came down softly. And so they were able to communicate with it, but because it was upside down, its solar panel faced in the wrong direction. They hope that as the sun began setting during its long 14-day long lunar day, the sun would hit the solar panel and bring Slim back to life. And that's the news. Slim has successfully come back to life. JAXA, Japan Space Agency, has reestablished communications. They started to operate the instruments on board. It can do some science, and it's going to do that. It's sending images back, which will help them better understand exactly what happened at the landing. But the main thing is it is working, and that just once again proves it's a successful mission. Let me go right to the second Slim story, John. The American orbiter, Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, orbiting around the moon now for almost 15 years. They used it to take pictures before and after of the Slim landing site and were able to get a picture of Slim. It doesn't show a lot of details, but I posted it on Behind the Black. What's important about the picture, though, is it's further proof that Slim landed exactly where it was supposed to, which is its whole point. It was designed to prove you could have an autonomous robot pick and land in a very small target zone. And Slim successfully did this, and Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has proven it, John.
I can't help myself, Bob. Douglas Corrigan, wrong way Corrigan, after successfully flying from California to New York, he then took off to go back to California but wound up in Ireland. So I think we can say that Slim deserves the 21st century wrong way Corrigan medal for landing upside down. You can't complain. Corrigan did his job. He landed in Ireland. He was just aiming at California. So we go on now to Ingenuity. Final resting site. This is dutifully sober. Where is it from Perseverance? Is Percy getting close?
It's to the west. It's basically it's in a place where Perseverance will eventually, I think, go to get a close look at Ingenuity to try to really do some post mission analysis of what went wrong at the end. But Ingenuity is sitting there. It has the tips of both of its propellers damaged, so it must have hit something on the ground on its final landing. We've got pictures of that. I've got this posted on Behind the Black. I've also got a map that shows where Ingenuity is sitting relative to where Perseverance is. And Ingenuity is not going to fly again. There's no question of that, because the damaged propellers make it impossible to reliably fly. So it's finished its job, and it was an amazing success. And we all should applaud the engineers who designed and operated it, because
yes,
they did
so
an
far
job.
So far outside the back of the envelope, we don't have a metaphor for it. So let's go to this story is compelling, Bob. Dark matter, what is it and what's gone wrong?
This is the uncertainty of science again. Dark matter is theorized to exist, and we have no evidence of it at all, because in the 50s and since, scientists have been looking at galaxies and the stars in galaxies. And what they find is that the stars on the outer part of the galaxies, their rotation speeds do not decline as you move away from the center of the galaxy. Think of our solar system. The planets move more slowly in their orbits as you move away from the sun. That's expected. Gravity's less. But in galaxies, it appears that's not the case, that the speeds of the outer stars are almost as fast as the stars nearer to the center. And so they say there must be other dark matter that we don't see that is pulling on these stars. That's the whole theory. Well, they've now done some additional measurements of stars within our own Milky Way, and what they're finding is that on the outer regions of our galaxy, the stars do rotate slower, which contradicts the entire theory of dark matter, which means we don't really understand what's going on, and it maybe suggests that the rotational data of other galaxies, which has a lot of assumptions in it, might be wrong. And that would mean maybe dark matter doesn't exist at all. Or there's something else going on that we have no idea at the moment, John. It's all the uncertainty of science.
30 seconds for Lucy. What's up?
Lucy's getting ready for its next year of operations. It's going to do a flyby next year of the Earth, which is going to give it a boost of energy. It's then going to do some engine burns to send it towards the orbit of Jupiter. It's going to do those burns in two moves. One, to test to make sure it won't disturb its unlatched solar panel. And then it'll do a major burn, if nothing's wrong, to get it to the Trojan asteroids, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,